So we're up to the third requirement. What it is that a person who is going to be a Baal Bitachon, the way, what does it mean to be a Baal Bitachon? So we mentioned the first one, to recognize in Hashem the seven qualities of one in whom a person should be a Boteach, they could trust. Number two, that we mentioned yesterday, that the person should recognize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu sees every single thing that we do and even everything that we think. And to know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu understands whether or not we're being a Baal Bitachon or not. Number three, he writes the following: Sheyiftach al Elokav levado. It's one thing to trust in Hashem. It's another thing to trust in Hashem exclusively, only the Ribono Shalom. But dvarim shuachayav bitoach alav va'al yishatef elav acher. And you should not put together with your bitachon in Hashem bitachon in anybody else. Lahavdil, I mean lahavdil. When we talk about the isser of believing. In the question of like whether you know Christianity is Avodah Zarah or not, one of the questions is that Avodah Zarah in Christianity they believe in what we call Shitov, that they believe not just in one God but three-part God perhaps, right? And that's called in Halacha Shitov, believing that there's more than one God or a God that has partners, for example. So just like we consider that's us or for a Jewish person to believe. So same thing. It's not the same, but it's but the same exact language. The idea of Shitov even in Bitachon. That I trust in Hashem and a human being, let's say, it would be a problem. That's not real bitachon. It's hard. Klomar, shal yiftach gam al Hashem v'gam al achad habruim, not to trust in Hashem, and then also one of his creations. Ki bazeh shu mishatef elav, es mishu achel, the fact that you connect Hashem, you say, oh yeah, I trust in Hashem and a human being. Hu ma'abed es bitchono al alakav, you lose your bitachon. Saying that you believe in Hashem and anybody else is ki'ilu like not believing in Hashem. And he gives a couple of examples. One example is Asa HaMelech in Divrei Yamim. So he trusts in Hashem, but he also relied on doctors. We'll talk about doctors in a second. Relied on doctors. And because he had he trusted in doctors, the Pasuk says that in the end of the day, he gets punished because he didn't trust in Hashem. He says, I'll trust the doctor, will take care of me. And he quotes many psukim. We say, Baruch HaGever Sheyiftach B'Hashem V'Hashem Biftacho. And he says, it's obvious, he says, not just in, that wouldn't just be true in Bitachon, in any area of life. He says, Davri Yaduhu, Shi Mishu Mimane, Shnei Mimunim, O Yosei Lamaleas Eze Tafkid, As Ein Laminu Ize Erech. If I give two people the job, I need something to get done. I said, well, why don't you guys do it together? So very often, right, very often, you want to elect two people to do something, what happens? Doesn't get done. Why? Because no one takes responsibility. Right? Maybe he'll do it, and no one takes the achrayas. Right, because I put two people in charge. So certainly the same thing be true here. If I say I trust in this one and in that one, so I don't really trust in anybody. In which case, that's not really what Bitachon is all about. And therefore, he says the kol shekein shemishu boteach gam elokim v'gam azuloso shebirchono yeharis. Very strong language. He believes in Hashem and somebody else, so their Bitachon is destroyed. V'shebitachon mefutzal ze yasiba maspeka sheyim yimana mimenu gam mashu mikavel asika yadon. And actually, he says what's going to be happening, and he talks about this in many places, that when a person does not bitachon in Hashem, so Hashem says, "Fine, don't trust me, you're on your own." Chalila. So therefore, he says the requirement to be boteach only in the Kadosh Baruch Hu. If that's true, he says, "Fine." So a person should I'll go to any doctor. I have to go to the best doctor. And Jewish people always go to the best doctor, or the doctor they know best, at least whatever somebody knows, right? So what? And we, Chazal say, "Tov." It's a very strong language. Chazal say, "Tov shebarofim." Every doctor knows this. "Tov shebarofim legehenim." Right. So what does that mean? The best doctors go to what does that mean? Go to Chalila to Gehenim. What does that mean? The point is not that a person Chalila shouldn't choose the best doctor. Of course, you should choose the best doctor. But the point is, in like every area of Hishtalos we've been talking about, that I Hashem puts me in the real world to make real choices and do the right thing and make good choices, and then to recognize that in the end of the day, nothing that's coming to me is from the doctor. In the end of the day, it's from Ribono Shel'Olam. So I go to work and I make money, and I recognize the money doesn't come from my boss or from my clients. It comes from Ribono Shel'Olam. It's hard. It's a very challenging thing to do. Right, to on the one hand, spend our whole day involved in the physical world and then recognize and know that everything we get is really just because we bonus up a lot of it to happen. But that's the challenge of being a Baal Bitachon. So when he says to trust only in Hashem, it doesn't mean that not to put in the Hishtalos. Of course you put in the Hishtalos. Of course you find the right doctor, the best doctor, the right accountant, the right lawyer, whoever it is, to help you right in those scenarios. But in the end of the day, it's to recognize that in the end of the day, it's not any of these people, any of these human beings who are making anything happen for you. In the end of the day, it's only the Ribono Shel Olam.